Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're working through an article called Singapore AI Implementation, Transforming Sales, Marketing, and Customer Engagement by Brett Allegre Wood.
And if you're running a business in Singapore, this one is worth your full attention because the numbers Brett puts up are genuinely striking.
They are. So let's start with the why Singapore, why now question. Brett opens with a government commitment of $1.6 billion under National AI Strategy 2.0 and over $26 billion in global tech investment flowing into the city-state. That's not background noise, that's infrastructure.
Right. And there are over 944 AI startups operating there right now. The market is projected to hit $4.64 billion by 2030, growing at just over 28% a year. Singapore isn't catching up to anyone, it's leading the region.
And the government has built real on-ramps for businesses. The Enterprise Compute Initiative in Budget 2025 is $150 million set aside for cloud credits and consultancy. The SMEs Go Digital program has already supported around 100,000 small and medium businesses.
Which is the part that surprises people. They hear AI strategy and assume it's all about large corporates. But the Gen AI Navigator gives SMEs pre-vetted generative AI solutions with grant support attached. You're not starting from scratch.
So that's the environment. Now let's get into what the AI actually does. Brett covers sales AI first, and the headline numbers are hard to dismiss. Companies implementing sales AI in Singapore are seeing lead conversion rates improve by 40% or more, and customer acquisition costs drop by up to 57% within the first 90 days.
Okay, 57% is a big claim. Where does it come from?
Brett's clear about that. It comes from automating the repetitive end of the sales process. Qualifying leads, scheduling appointments, following up, the stuff that eats a salesperson's day. And it integrates with what businesses already use, Salesforce, HubSpot, that kind of thing. So it's augmenting the people working in those systems, not replacing the stack.
Then there's voice AI, which I find the most interesting, because we all remember the old phone menu systems. Press one for this, press two for that. Modern voice AI is nothing like that.
Not even close. Brett gives a concrete example. One Singapore business saved $47,000 in seasonal hiring costs during a holiday rush because AI handled 89% of customer inquiries. That's not 89% of the easy ones. That's 89% of the volume.
And Brett mentions Wiz AI, which has built their system specifically for Southeast Asian markets. So it handles Singlish, regional dialects, switching between languages mid-conversation. That matters when your customers might move between English and Mandarin in the same call.
Which connects to the marketing AI piece. Brett makes the point that Singapore's multilingual environment is actually a real stress test for AI. If a system can handle English, Mandarin, Malay, and Tamil, translating automatically and keeping brand voice consistent across all of them, it's doing something a human team would struggle to scale.
And the conversational AI numbers show how fast the space has moved. Singapore's chatbot market went from $2.6 billion in 2019 to an estimated $9.4 billion in 2024. 5 years, more than three times the size. And 73% of internet users in Southeast Asia use messaging apps every day, so being on WhatsApp or Instagram isn't optional anymore.
Brett calls it conversational commerce, not just answering questions in chat, but guiding someone through a full purchase, product recommendation, payment, post-purchase support, all without leaving the chat window. Retailers using it are seeing both conversion rates and average order values go up.
I want to push on the implementation timeline, though. Brett mentions 2 to 4 weeks for simple automation, but up to 8 to 12 weeks for more sophisticated systems. What should someone actually expect walking in?
Brett addresses that in the partner selection section. Three things to pin down up front. Does the partner have proven experience with your specific CRM? Can they show you a case study from a comparable Singapore business? And what are their ROI projections? Specific numbers on lead conversion uplift and acquisition cost reduction, not vague claims.
So it's the same due diligence you'd apply to any business investment.
Exactly. The technology is solid, but the partner matters as much as the build.
All right, what's the one thing you tell a listener to do this week?
Audit your highest volume customer touchpoints. Brett lists this as step one. Where is your team spending the most time on repetitive communication? Inbound inquiries, appointment booking, lead follow-up. Rank them by volume. That's your shortlist for AI.
Mine would be check your PSG eligibility. The Productivity Solutions Grant provides subsidies on pre-approved AI tools, and it can significantly cut your upfront cost. Most owners I speak to haven't looked into it yet, and it takes about 10 minutes to check.
The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want this working in your own business, Brett and the team offer a free AI audit. You can book it directly on the site.
Worth doing. See you next time.